AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. At a freedom of speech event in Copenhagen in Denmark, shots were fired at a cafe. There's a report at least two people were taken away in stretchers, including a uniformed police officer. The AP's Jan Olsen reports an event organizer has faced numerous threats for caricaturing the Prophet Muhammad.
One of the organizers told me that she believes that this is definitely an attack on Lars Vilks, the Swedish artist.
An organizer told the AP Vilks was at that meeting but was not injured. Bread, milk, and toilet paper may be hard to find at supermarkets near Boston. A nasty winter storm is moving in. Some areas could see blizzard conditions. As much as 3 feet of snow covers the ground already, and this storm could bring another foot. For Alex LaRossa in Revere, Massachusetts, he's not sick of the snow.
I've been pretty good because I made over $1,000 shoveling.
Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, is getting suggestions from the country's senior cleric during nuclear talks with the U.S. The AP's Ashraf Khalil is in Cairo.
Zarif told an Iranian daily newspaper that Grand Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who controls all matters of state in Iran, told him to keep his voice down, speak softly and with a smile during these negotiations.
Zarif admitted he had often raised his voice during meetings with Secretary of State John Kerry. Canada's justice minister says a foil plot to attack a Nova Scotia shopping mall was the work of murderous misfits, not Islamic terrorists. Police say a 19-year-old man and a 23-year-old woman from Illinois intended to kill as many people as they could at a mall in Halifax today, then commit suicide. This is Justice Minister Peter McKay.
All suspects are either dead or in custody.
He says the threat appears to be over. The male suspect shot himself to death, and the woman was arrested and confessed to the plot. This is AP Radio News. The NBA All-Star Weekend continues today with the slam dunk competition in Brooklyn. The NBA U.S. Rising Stars beat the world team last night. Utah's Trey Burke scored 17 points for the winning squad. He said the main point was having fun.
The whole goal was to go out there and show the fans a good time, get them a good game, compete at a high level, you know, and have fun. You know, we wanted to win. I'm kind of hot about that, but we had a good time.
And Little League phenom 13-year-old Monet Davis outshined Kevin Hart in the All-Star Celebrity Game. Happy Valentine's Day from Prince. Prince woke up early today in New York and performed to a crowd that included Michael Jordan and Chris Rock. The outside of 23 Wall Street was a chaotic scene as fans tried to get in to see Prince. The inside, it was hot with hit after hit. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.